Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So, in the interest of keeping the show fresh on the Mike O'Mara
Flash.
Show, I have made the determination that, you know, new ideas are great. And when you have a son that gets you up at 5:30 in the morning and you're just sitting here doing your show prep and you get a new idea, I always like to throw something new into the show. And therefore, leading up to St. Patty's Day, which happens to be in the month of March for all you non-Irish
people.
Falls
on the 17th this year, doesn't it?
17th. Yes,
Friday the 17th.
St. Patrick's Day on a Friday. What could possibly go wrong? I can practically smell the vomit.
Yes.
It's amazing. It's truly spectacular. Now, remember, when I had my Irish restaurant... You want to play it? Do you want to go ahead and play it? I mean, you immediately, like...
If you own a failing restaurant, Pavlovian.network.com.
You ass. You immediately...
His
I saw
hand,
your finger, like, automatic. Did you see his
board?
Finger just automatically go to it?
St. Patty's Day. Oh, I know what used to happen at St. Patty's Day at Mike's.
Yeah, that's right. And they lined up, and this is no exaggeration, they lined up before 6 a.m. because we opened at 6 a.m. on St. Patrick's Day. But anyway, and it was always a great day. It's not the day it used to be for me, but I will tell you that in the interest of celebrating the Irish in the month of March, I discovered several web pages, because everybody's going to go to the web and say, oh, that's where he got his jokes, but I will have the corny Irish joke of the day.
Oh perfect.
Excellent.
All right,
I love it.
I hold in my hand Irish joke of the day. All right, here
okay,
we go.
Cool.
An Irishman is struggling to find a parking space. Lord, he prays, I can't stand this. If you open a space up for me, I swear I'll give up the Guinness and I'll go to Mass every Sunday. Well, suddenly the clouds part.
Oh, no.
The sun shines on an empty parking spot. And without hesitation, the Irishman says, never mind, I found one.
Oh, that is awesome.
There we go. Yes, sir. Fantastic. There you go. But anyway, that's it. We are joined by good friends of ours and the former director of the President's Own Marine Jazz Band. No, I always get it wrong. Hold on. We are joined by the former head of the National Security Administration.
That's him.
No, we are joined by Professor Backwards. No, we are joined many titles. This man,
Dr. Erwin Corey.
We are joined by a man who is a master of. I know his instrument. It's called the muconium. It's the muconium. It's a, no, is that the baby's?
The stuff, it. Right?
All right. Let me start again. Hold on. Oh, wait, right. Where's my machine? My machine turned off.
Oh, not the life support.
Oh, no.
No, I wanted
get
to play
the paddles.
A timpani, for God's sake. And then my cord had dislodged.
Oh.
Speaking of, isn't muconium what the, isn't that baby poop?
Yeah.
Yes.
The first poop.
Excuse me, sir. Do not speak until you're properly introduced, please. thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, the former head of the Marine Band and now director of bands at Butler University in this great state of Indiana, Colonel Michael Colburn.
Yay.
And his lovely wife, Nancy, joining us today. Nancy Colburn, an accomplished musician in her own right, and owners of Dog Wallace. Colburn's,
dog, yes.
Welcome. It's really not all that, is it? When you finally come into the studio to see what it's all about.
It's underwhelming.
Kind of sad.
There was a tremendous exhale when they went in here.
They're like, oh, this is a beautiful space. And then they walked in the studio and I said, this is actually just the space. The rest of it is all smoke and mirrors and they sell stocks.
The cutest question was, they said, but all of the office is yours, right?
Yes.
I said, No.
Just this postage stamp.
That's all.
No, it's sad. It's sad what it's become.
We've come a long way, Mike. Somebody say this is better than the living room.
Yes.
It's better than living room, but the living room had charm. Would you find the space to be temperature regulated today, Oscar? Is it?
Oh yes, it's been cool
manageable?
All night. Yep. The pizza oven has been turned off.
That's very, very exciting. Well, welcome to the show. We are taping earlier than we normally do because our own Oscar Santana has a medical emergency.
Emergency.
I'd like to discuss right now. It is a very so. Shingles?
Do you have
the shingles?
Mike, do you have moles in your family?
No, I'm not. No, we're not big mole people in the American.
Well, that's how
family.
I find out about everything that goes on in your house through all the
my
moles.
My father did have the shingles. I remember that. He had the shingles. My father had everything.
Really?
And which means if my father had it, I'll get it. Because every failing body part that I have
you ever
is
had
attributed to
chicken
my father.
Pox? I mean, even as like a kid, did you have chicken pox?
I believe I did. And I believe I even asked my mom that, God rest her soul. Mm-hmm. I asked her if I had the chicken pox, and she said, yes, I did, which means that I can get it, right?
Yeah, because the virus is in your body.
Why do they
I
call
think Terry
it shingles?
Bradshaw told me that.
Yeah.
Why do they call it shingles, by the way? Why
because it has right? to do with a painful skin condition that it looks almost like shingles, I think.
It doesn't look. No, hold on. Now, you mean shingles on a roof?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks nothing like if shingles were red
blisters.
Angry,
but doesn't it like
pustules.
Get scaly?
But I just don't think
that's what I thought as well, Mike. Because right. the only reason I know more about shingles is because NFL Sunday,
yes.
They have all the Bradshaw commercials with him talking about how shingles are just like a common occurrence. And he walks, and this is Terry Bradshaw walking and sitting on the couch with a guy. He's like, right. I used to throw touchdowns. Now I work on my shingles. And that's the only reason I know enough about that.
You know, I've been dealing with all of my maladies and, you know, now having like this window where I'm drug free and, you know, outside of eating like a manatee, I'm actually really feeling great. So I'm just waiting for that shingle shoe to drop eventually. When do you get
age,
like
right?
after 55?
Yeah, I think it's with age. The reason why I'm going to the dermatologist, Mike, is to check on a mole that I've been asked to check on every 3 months. Because as a kid, you really don't look at your moles the way you do when you're getting into your 40s, because you really don't care about your life as
where
a younger man.
Where is the mole?
The doctor suddenly looked down at his arm and said, that's an unusual mole.
It's under my arm and in my underarm right here. And it's one of those moles that doesn't look like a mole because there's so many moles surrounding it.
So Rob,
like
would you confirm he's got some sort of business job interview today? Because
I would have worn a jacket.
One would not change the showtime for just checking out a mole. Wouldn't you agree?
I don't know. Rob? If he's got the cancers. If he's got the cancer.
No, I mean, I'm asking you, you know, don't be flip about it. What do you really think, Rob? What do you think? Rob Spiewak.
I'm looking at the mole right now to see what it is.
Rob, I'm putting you on this. I know you don't want to deal with it. You got to. What do you think? What do you really think?
I would be wearing a suit if I had a job.
I don't think he has a job interview. I don't know that mole is definitely going to kill him. But if he has to check it, he has to check it.
Yeah, but so this is the thing, Mike. My dermatologist is in Olney, Maryland. And she is booked up. She is booked up.
It's Dr. Allville, Mike.
So you're in the area, so you still have medical professionals that are from your childhood.
Yes.
Days.
Yes. She remembers me when I was a kid.
That's wonderful.
So
that's
I have, wonderful. But unfortunately, with the population boom in Olney, Maryland, when I call, they're like, who? So if I wanted to reschedule, it would be another 4 months, another 3 months. Doesn't matter what you say, what you tell them.
Hey, Mike, here's something interesting that you will enjoy. Shingles is also known as herpes zoster.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Herpes zoster? No, not Oscar.
Hey, settle down.
Zoster. It gets its name from Latin and French word for belt or girdle and refers to the girdle-like skin eruptions on the trunk. So shingle meaning girdle, not actually roof shingle. So I was misinformed.
My mom, everybody goes to this one dermatologist. That's how small town we are.
Is it a lady? Is she good?
She's really great. And I think I guess we liked about her when we first started going to her is that we could always get an appointment. But then people get popular.
Yeah. It's the problem with having a great doctor.
Then you realize you can't get an appointment.
My bone doctor, who I go to see tomorrow, and that's the whole show is falling apart. I think it's pretty obvious that.
Shingles.
The greatest thing about this guy, because I'm going back to him now because I had kind of a moment of clarity where I decided I'm going to go back to this guy, even with all this stuff. He, you know what my appointment time is tomorrow? 7:20 in the morning. Isn't that blissful? That's to me, that's great. Having the little guy for me,
yes.
having an appointment before the day begins. There are just not many docs. That, I guess surgeons do that because surgeons like see people.
They
early
may have surgery in the afternoon.
My ENT loves money, and he will always add an appointment at the beginning of the day. He'll
Isn't
say,
that "Nice,
yeah, it is, it is." Now I have a question though. If you're talking skin, what's the difference between a mole and a birthmark?
I don't know the difference, to be honest with you. I just know the colorization, right?
Maybe.
I think a mole is like an eruption on the surface, and a birthmark can be like a discoloration.
Because I've had this birthmark on my wrist ever since I was just a little baby.
Yeah, that looks like more like a Gorbachev type of situation.
Yeah. Can you see that at all, Mike?
I actually noticed it on you, and Oscar's probably taken a picture of it when you weren't looking.
Like, yeah, well, no.
That one time in Maine where he took a picture of your feet.
Oh, yeah, well, there's no birthmark down there.
That still goes down in history as the greatest text photo that Oscar Santana has sent me in my life.
I agree.
I laughed about that for
about a month. There might have been some adult beverages involved.
Yeah. We were sitting there, and we're sitting just on the porch up in Maine.
I believe, actually, Mike, we were on a client call.
We were.
Were we on a client call?
Yes, we were.
It was like noon.
So we were all, but we were in Maine, right?
Yes, we were sitting on the porch. Mm-hmm.
And we were all together. And yes, it's right. That's what made it funnier. We're in the middle of a client call going, yeah, we believe we can sell your product. And suddenly, on my phone,
buy, sell.
I have a close up of Rob's Fred Flintstone.
All Mike was going to yell was yabba dabba do.
Framed.
That's a great question, though. I'll ask that.
Yeah, dude, because I asked my mom once, because someone in our family got a birthmark or a mole removed. And I said, well, what about this one on my wrist? I was a little kid, like maybe 5 or 6. I said, could I get this removed? She says, oh, no, we'll need that in case you're ever burned in a fire so we can identify you.
I'm going to go back and see.
That is so messed up.
But that is really, that is the sort of underlying theme of comedy in my family. They love
when
people.
We're going to need that identifier, son. Don't worry about it.
At least wait until your big boy teeth come in, because we'll need that for dental records.
Who needs molars
when you
really
have
birthmarks?
Does your phone save all the, like, if you don't delete them, does it save all the text messages for?
Yes.
Yeah, but you've had several phones since then.
Oh, man. Can I show Sebastian what a beautiful baby
My nephew?
Picture. Yes.
I think it's past the statute of limitations. Sure. Absolutely.
Can you see Sebastian?
Aww.
Look at Sebastian. I got that one. I'd have to go back a lot further to get the foot.
It's my little,
but I bet if
my
little nephew.
Oscar and I text
foot.
A little bit. Just a little bit. No, I'm in November.
Little
that's not going to work.
No.
It's not going to work. So,
if you like, I could just show you my foot.
No, that's all right. What are you wearing today?
Today I am wearing some Fila.
He's wearing
shoes.
Sneakers.
I am. And
you're wearing sneakers?
Yes.
Not Fred Flintstone Birkenstocks?
Here they are.
Oh,
look at my God. You got him in hip footwear.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Don't go
oh
crazy.
God,
he's all grown up.
Don't go crazy. The change back on a 20
so
at Costco. But still.
They look
so
stylish.
Proud.
Thank you.
Did you get him at Costco?
Of course.
Well, that evens everything out.
I all see. Right. It's It's a blessing and a curse.
They look great, though.
Yes, and I can jump higher.
They're not dad sneakers.
No, they're not. They're not. They have
white lace-ups.
Actually, Robert said they look pretty cool, and Robert is a shoehead.
Right.
So there you go.
Before we go to break here and open the show, because we do have to get the show started, for Mike and Nancy Colburn, who are good friends and were nice enough to have me involved a few years back with the Marine Band. Mike has since retired from the President's Own and is the director of bands at Butler. Do you miss it? Do you miss the pomp, the circumstance, and all the fun stuff, Michael?
Yes and no. I mean, I had a great time while I was there, but I'm enjoying my new existence. Being back in D.C., it's like being back in my old stomping grounds, which is a lot of fun. But I'll tell you, being back in the traffic makes me not miss the place quite so much.
Yeah, I don't miss it at all when I deal with the traffic. I was up recently to see my daughter.
Number one complaint.
It's
traffic.
It's stunning. And, you know, it's really that's the one super negative about that. But, you know, it was great. And I read your text with working with kids at Butler University. And I mean, it comes through that this new career that you've embarked on, educating all these kids in music, that you are just totally jacked about it. Is that right?
It's a lot of fun. You know, I worked with pros for so many years in the Marine Band, and those men and women are just fantastic musicians, as good as you're going to find anywhere. But now working with students, you know, the quality of the musicianship is not as high, but their excitement, because they're young and they're encountering all this music for the first time, is really infectious. So it's a great way to have a second career.
How do you deal with these millennials? They all think they're Beethoven.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
There's 8,000 kids and they all want to play the drums.
Yeah, well, there's a little bit of that. There's a little bit of that millennial attitude, but really under it all, once you get through that surface level, they're a lot of fun to work with.
We're all students,
right?
Do
you do the thing like, because I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Butler's got a pretty respected and well-known music program. It's why they kind of hired you to do that, because that's up there. Do you do what would be the equivalent of a football player recruiting? Do you have an active role in like going out, speaking to high school students to get them to come and be in your program?
Yeah, in fact, one of the big reasons they hired me was for recruiting, was to build the numbers up. And our numbers have been up since I've been on campus, which has been really fun to see, and also to increase the skill level of the musicians. So I do tons of guest conducting. In fact, next week I'm conducting the Honor Band of America. It's this national group, kind of like McDonald's All-American athletic team.
That's
and
that's cool.
So I do a lot of that kind of guest conducting. So it's fun.
So, you know, on any summer evening, Mike could be in the Michael Colburn, Colonel Colburn could be in the living room of a farm family, and just say, if you come to work for us, your dad's going to get a brand new John Deere tractor. Just like that.
Like
exactly
blue chips.
Like football.
Exactly.
Blue chips. You got to see. You got to see. There's a shiny new tractor out there. You pack up that trombone and get your ass to Butler University right now. That's the way that's going to work.
It's almost like you were there. I
am. And on that, we can start the show. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I can't stand Hansel.
I know, right? Riding in on that scooter like he's so cool.
And the way Hansel combs his hair.
Or like doesn't. It's like, excuse me, but have you ever heard of styling gel?
I'm sure Hansel's heard of styling gel. He's a male model.
Well, Earth to Brent, I was making a joke.
Earth to Mikis, duh, okay. I knew that.
Earth to Brent, I'm not so sure you did, because you were all, well, I'm sure he's heard of styling gel. Like you didn't know it was a joke.
I knew it was a joke, Mikis. I just didn't get it right away.
Earth to Brent, would you guys stop it already? Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good-looking? I mean, maybe we should be doing something more meaningful with our lives. Like helping people.
Derek, what people?
I don't know. People who need help.
Models help people. They make them feel good about themselves.
They also show them how to dress cool and wear their hair in interesting ways?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so.
Know what could really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. We'll take a phone call whenever we feel like it. But the fact is that on Wide Open Wednesday, it should be pointed out, I don't believe we took one phone call.
Yeah, but
Wide Open
we
Wednesday,
had a lot to cover that Wednesday.
We did. We got sidetracked, but we did not. You know, it's not like people were knocking our doors.
Content
is
king.
We need to. Yeah, absolutely.
And our show today, content with a K.
Thank you. The show today brought to you by Pro Flowers. You know those people that are just plain hard to shop for, like your wife for your anniversary or your sister for her birthday? Well, I'm going to make it easy for you. Pro Flowers is my go-to for flowers. They are a perfect gift for literally anyone. And, you know, I've been on this planet a long time. I've been lucky and unlucky in love. And I will tell you that you don't need to laugh that hard.
It was a snicker at best.
The act of purchasing flowers for no reason whatsoever, I think, goes a long, long way. And I think that's a great idea.
It certainly does.
Thank you. Right now, Pro Flowers has a special offer just for our listeners. Get $10 off your purchase of $29 or more. Just go to proflowers.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. When any occasion calls for flowers, Pro Flowers is my savior. So easy, so beautiful. And Carla thinks I'm a hero. Sorta. Occasionally. No, she does love the flowers.
Sure.
And it lasts for at minimum 18 hours. I get an 18-hour bump like a bump in the polls. The website, it's great. By the way, they're guaranteed fresh for 7 days of your money back. ProFlowers has a 7-step quality check. Do yourself a favor and help out our show by supporting ProFlowers. I know you have either a birthday or your anniversary coming up, and this is the time of year where we normally don't talk about ProFlowers Read Between the Lines show supporters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Do it.
Yes. Let me just say, I want to put this as delicately as I can. ProFlowers has chosen to advertise with the Mike O'Mara Show outside of some of those major holidays. Let me tell you what that means. That means if today, for no reason whatsoever, you buy a significant other some flowers, you're going to make us look like a rock star.
Exactly.
It's that simple, and we're trying to feed our families here. Sorry.
Don't
get $10 off your purchase of $29 or more at ProFlowers, but this deal definitely won't last long. And just go to proflowers.com, enter the code TMOS at checkout to get this special deal. I won't go so far as to say if you buy somebody flowers today, I'll call you, but I'll acknowledge you.
I think that'd be nice. Yes. Sure. An acknowledgement.
I'll say a prayer.
A consideration.
Right? A virtual fist bump. And
Oscar will relate to this. There's always this. By the way, the ProFlowers commercial is over now. So just... this is a separate related thing I'm saying right now.
All right.
There's always flores para los muertos.
Nice.
That's
nice,
from Streetcar.
Yeah.
That's from Streetcar Named Desire, where the lady came out at the beginning, I think, of Act Two, and was saying flowers for the dead.
Yeah. Yes.
Flowers. Yes, flowers for the dead.
Right. You know?
Got to do it.
I mean, part of life, especially, hey, have you looked at our demographics lately? They're not getting any younger. The fact is, you know, if you have an opportunity, you know, pop some ProFlowers.
Mike, people are living longer.
I'm the only Modern guy medicine. That's been to multiple Latin American cemeteries in Latin America, mm-hmm. and it would have been nice to have ProFlowers there.
Hey, did you watch, by the way, did you watch 60 Minutes last night?
I did not.
Oh, no.
Okay, 60 Minutes does this beautiful piece on this couple that rescue lions that have been abused by the circus.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what was the first country to say we're banning performing animals from of any kind? Bolivia.
Yeah.
Really?
Bolivia was the first country to do that. Absolutely total ban on animals that are performing, and these people just did this amazing thing for all these.
Yeah.
A lot of lions in the circus, and these lions have been treated horribly, and it was fantastic what they did. They actually took them all to a refuge in South Africa. Now, they can't release them into the wild because they're not capable of fending for themselves, but they have a beautiful sanctuary, and the process they went through, it was special. But I remember that jumped off the story, Bolivia. Is actually
if they could okay, look, I think that's nice, Mike, but less banning, more working. That's what I would say.
Well, I mean, they're baby stepping, Oscar.
Yeah.
Did the name Tippi Hedren come up on 60 Minutes? Because I know the star of the birds and Melanie Griffith's mother is she's big on lion preservation. I was wondering, did she mention our show one time?
Yeah.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Didn't she come in when she was like 70 years old
and still looked pretty good?
She was stunning. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was
Hitchcock blonde.
That.
But her name didn't come up because she's a leading conservationist.
No, these two people were British and they've worked with animals in Europe and also the United States and South America, and it was just kind of cool what they were doing. I don't watch 60 Minutes like I used to, so it was neat to see that.
It's because really of Steve Pelley, isn't it?
Yes.
He'll drive anyone away.
He's so dreamy to look at. So anyway, we're here. It's Monday. It's early. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Oscar's raising his hand. And what are you doing?
I didn't want you to miss out on my movie experience that I just went to on Saturday night, on Sunday night. I was actually here in the studio updating some equipment here.
Mm-hmm.
But on Saturday night, I squeezed in one of the last two seats to see Logan, which I'm not sure you're going to see, Mike, because you hate comic book movies, but I think it's more than a comic book movie.
You know, I actually have, in news you may not need, I've got a comment about the new trailer for Deadpool, and I'm all in. You guys recommended Deadpool, and mm-hmm. I like the, because Logan will be mentioned in news you may not need also. Logan a la Deadpool is a superhero movie where it skews adult, right?
Yes.
It's got some adult content, which I think is kind of funny and lends itself to mocking the genre and the comic book thing. So I might look at it.
Yeah. And there is, as far as Logan, there isn't as much mocking as just sheer awesome gritty violence.
And a lot of bad language, I hear.
Yeah, so if you're into that, and
well,
you're...
Well, I'm not. I'm not.
You're not.
It's, well, it's the CGI fake violence, so no, I'm not. I think it's ridiculous. I mean, right?
I don't
heads exploding and all that crap?
No, because for just Wolverine as a character overall, he's using his claws, so he's really killing people with his sabers. Than anything else. He's not CGIing a lot.
So Mike, sorry I missed it.
No, here's the thing. And let me come up for a second, Oscar. Mike, I've been hearing now for ever since Thursday when the previews really started hitting hard on Logan. Everyone says how great it is. And then when they try to support why it's so great, it pushes me further away. Are you the same way?
It's a superhero movie.
And they're saying, but this is a superhero movie that's mature. And I'm saying, well, that's not what a superhero movie is.
Well, you're skipping ahead, though, on the show, because I'm going to tell both of you that it blew everything out of the water.
Yes.
Like it was for this time of year, pretty significant.
Yes,
weekend.
Because we've been saving up all our money for the big opening.
The reason why I brought it up was not to talk X's and O's about the movie, but actually talk about movie etiquette, right?
Okay.
And we all know that some of us in this room have significant others that like going to movies and some of them don't. They just don't like going to movies. Have you guys ever fallen asleep in a movie?
Multiple times.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. I have.
I could see that happening if you're exhausted and you're like, okay, fine, I got 2 hours that I can actually fall asleep and nothing's going to happen. But
I've been exhausted since 1988.
What you need is a long weekend to catch up.
When my daughters were younger, when I took them to the movies, and the same thing's going to happen with Michael William, I fall asleep in kids' movies. Yeah. I'll take my kids to a kids' movie, but the trailers put me to sleep in a kids' movie. I can't stand.
So,
and the whole genre kills me.
I'm offended by people falling asleep in the theater with me. That would be my fiance, who didn't do it this time, right?
Right.
But she has like almost dozed off, and I'm looking at her. I'm like. That was a good $22. So you take a nap.
Yeah.
One, two, people.
Because you take her to movies that she could see, you know, you take her to live action movies that she could see the plot line on Saturday morning cartoons.
Well,
I mean,
she hasn't fallen asleep in the action adventure movie. She's fallen asleep in the think pieces, if I'm being really honest.
Well, is the last think piece that she fell
asleep? If we go to see a movie like Arrival, for example, she will fall asleep because there's too much going on. Like whatever, the synapses overheat and she passes out.
I am staying. You know what? I don't even want to comment.
So
I talked about you last night. I went to dinner at a neighbor's house and talked about you, Oscar. So I actually brought up the misogyny alarm. And there were like a couple of women there that where it didn't really go over well. You know, I said,
really?
I got one radio partner talks about giving his wife, his fiance, a pep talk, and we hit an alarm because it's so funny. And then I'm like.
Pass
the biscuits. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, I would not say a word about Shannon because every time I've had an encounter with her, she's been absolutely delightful.
She's awesome. I'm lucky to be with her.
She's awesome, but I can tell you that every time I've had an encounter with her, she seems to want to be in another state.
Oh, yeah. There's that. There's
you get
she's
that
not,
from Shannon?
Yeah, she's not tremendously fond of us.
She's super introverted.
But
newsflash, she hates being around people. I don't know how we're together.
But Carrie will shut down in a movie theater if it's real plot heavy. Like, I've twice gotten her. We've been married 20 years, and twice I've gotten her to go see Gone with the Wind on the big screen, which is really a thank you. It's a spectacle, and it gets plot heavy. And I literally hear next to me.
You know, I respect her for
maybe
that.
Maybe it's a lack of color.
I respect her.
Oh, it's a lot
her.
Of color in the movie.
You drag her out to that antique movie.
Oh, you mean the greatest motion picture ever made?
Oh, that is such bull.
The most magnificent example of storytelling on film?
You're out of your mind.
The greatest box office draw with adjusted dollars in the history of American
film? I can't help that it's a sunnier time in your view, that's when you'd love to. You would have loved to work on a plantation.
No.
You'd like to be the big plantation.
What I would like to have
been. Montgomery, would you bring a mint julep up to the big house, please?
I'm just saying that.
You're in a big white suit with a string tie. That's what you like.
Well, you know what? I would like to dress a little nicer, but it doesn't have anything to do with living on a plantation during the War of Northern Aggression.
Montgomery, these Birkenstocks have broken a strap. Would you take this down to the lower 40 and put these in the blacksmith shop and repair them for me, please?
It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with Hollywood's golden age in 1939, and it's the greatest film.
I understand you like to go see the Maltese Falcon and Casablanca.
Beautiful.
And I know even the Wizard of Oz, I can tolerate, but come on. I mean, Gone with the Wind is
magnificent.
So jive.
It's not. How is it jive?
It's jive.
It's not jive. And you know what? You can go through all of the
frankly,
movies.
Frankly, Gertie, don't give me that.
That's great. We could do Dueling Clark Gables.
I don't understand, Rob. Where'd these Birkenstocks come from? He's got some Costco shoes on.
The last time we saw it, it was a theater that served beer. And I came up with the notion that Clark Gable would make a lousy optometrist. Now, which image is clearer? I want you to look to the left. I want you to look to the right. You're going to feel a small puff of air in your eye.
While we could do this all day, my second pet peeve is people using
first
their phones.
First or second?
And I'll tell someone to shut their phone off. Right? I don't have a problem.
Right.
It's Saturday night in
even
the city.
Even if it's texting.
It doesn't matter. I looked at the...
Lights up a whole theater when
the
you
guy,
open your phone.
The guy a seat away from me, and I said, hey, man. Are you going to do that throughout the whole movie?
I don't blame. I'd be right
and
there.
I'm
with
like,
you. I'd back you up if you do.
That's
that.
It. Yeah. And it wasn't in some like essay tone. It was more like, hey man, are you going to do that throughout the whole movie? Just give him a heads up.
Yeah.
Because it's distracting, right? Sure. Phone on full brightness. You're just texting your girl. Whatever it is.
Texting is the and people still believe in the cinema that it's not the same as being on a cell phone, and it's worse.
Yeah.
Because your eye in a dark theater, your eye is taken off the focal point of the theater screen and right to their phone.
I paid $22 a ticket. Don't F with me. Like, wow, I'm sitting there.
No,
it's Dolby Theater.
Horrible.
It's reserved seating. You're supposed to act like an adult in reserved seating.
We had a guy on the fancy theater that did it probably three or four rows down in front of us, and my eye was still taken to it, and I found it more, maybe even more annoying than a soft talker in a movie, but not quite. But it sucks. It's just, and look, I mean, every movie in America now, they show a pre-movie
five of them, heads up, turn everything off.
Yes.
Right.
So you spoke up.
I spoke up, and Shannon comes. She goes, "Thank you." That was distracting me as well. I was like, "Look," mm-hmm. I was like, "I'm no hero, but I'll tell a guy who's got maybe 100 pounds on him, soaking wet, to turn off his phone." Right.
Right.
And then I said, "Babe, don't worry." I was like, "We'll never be those people." So we start watching this movie. Right.
Logan,
which will bring me to the third thing I hate the most.
Okay.
I'm engrossed. I'm bought in. I forget about life. I'm watching this movie.
You're all in.
I'm all in.
You're all in. Right.
And then, out of the blue, I start smelling what smells like medicine around me. And I'm like, man. And the one thing that'll take you out of any movie experience is the smell of something that shouldn't be in the theater, right?
That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point. Is the medicine a salve or a bomb, like you would have. What am I looking for here? What's the stuff you put on for joints?
Like eucalyptus,
like a Bengay type of thing.
Bengay. It would strike you in a similar way if you're
or
in
is
a
it
theater.
A cough medicine.
You're
type
just not.
Of,
you might smell popcorn. Mm-hmm. Maybe smell just. You know, a little BO, I imagine. Who knows, in a theater? But you never think to smell anything that's so foreign to that location.
Sure.
Yeah.
It was so bad, it took me out of the actual frame of mind to watch this movie.
True. People are
And I'm
people
looking
are
around,
rooted.
Looking around, and I'm trying to figure out what mother effer was doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of the corner of my eye, I look at Shannon to ask her if she smells the smell that's distracting me.
Uh-oh.
And she's the one applying this vitamin E to her hands with a pill. And I look at her and I give her.
What do you mean with a pill? What do you
she's
mean
got
with a pill?
They sell these little. These
they're
little,
capsules.
They're capsules. These vitamin E capsules that smell like my mom. And she's applying them to her legs, arms, and I look
I'd
over.
I'd pay $22 to see
and
that.
And I said, what are you doing? And she says, watching the movie. And I said, no, what are you doing with your hands? And she says, my skin felt dry.
She was putting it on her hands and her legs?
Yeah, medicated lotion, Mike. Yeah. To the level that you're sitting there, you're like, this is not the person I'm supposed to marry. This is not what we do in a theater.
No.
Like, who is this alien next to me?
No, that's taking it
like,
too far.
Like, these are simple manners. How do you walk around the world throwing on medicine in the middle of a theater? And I
see. And I look at it keeping your skin nice and moist and fresh. Yeah.
For daddy.
Do that at home.
Keep that
We're
skin nice
Logan
for daddy.
Yeah. Tear
I
up
tell
the
her
screen.
If she wants to go to the movies with me sometimes, she can put it all over her body.
Yeah, I'd bring in a basket from Bath and Body Works. Like, here you go, honey.
So we walk out of the theater. Just tie this up in a little bow. I say, babe, you do this often because we've only been in the theater a handful of times. You don't like going. She goes, well, I figure the time was right. I said, the time for any of that is at home alone. I was like, because what you're doing is you're taking not just my joy out of the movie. You're taking right. everyone else's. After I yelled at that guy about the phone, you break up like a Sally's kit and then start doing your nails,
right?
Putting this applicator on you. Like,
I would look
we're
at
not
her
at home.
In the eye. I would look her in the eye and say, good multitasking, my princess.
My lovely.
That's what I would say. We will take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Tap to spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Hello, I'm Scott Shannon, and I'm joined today by my friends, Oscar and Todd, plus Mac from the Tech 411 show. Whenever they have time to record an episode, you can rest assured you'll hear about all the latest techno doodads and inter things. Todd, what's big this week?
Mailing lists, or lists for short.
Uh-huh.
I subscribe to lots of mailing lists. Two I like are called Frequent Flyer, for people who fly a lot, and one called Dairiel. It's a list of interest to dairy farmers.
I love cows. Oscar, what gadget do you have for us today?
Tengo una computadora y uso el internet.
Buenos coaches, Oscar. How about you, Mac? What is your app of the week?
Used panty vending machines.
Well, I'm not sure if that's an app, but I'm all for recycling. Todd.
Join the intrepid band of internauts as they search for the golden fleece of cyberspace.
What the f*** does that mean? Tech 411 with Oscar Moore and Todd Santana. Plus Mac.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Where did you get the jingle?
That's Pony. Jingle Pony from? Wrote it. I just did the voice. Pony wrote everything and produced
but,
it.
No, but where did you get the jingle, though?
I found all these 90s computer videos, like teaching kids how to get on the internet. And I said, this is Tech 411 from like 20 years ago.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's a message to all you Mr. and Mrs. Helpers out there. It's great to help. We love your help. We need your help. Here's the best thing. You can help yourself to all the best deals while you help yourself to convenience while helping out your favorite podcast. That's saying help a lot. Just shop Amazon. Amazon.com has everything your heart desires. Just make sure to access it through our portal. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best and easiest way for you to help TMOS. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it, and they bring it right to your door. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart, then shop like you normally would. Shop Amazon through TMOS. Be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem. And thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Helpy McHelperton. Thank you. Kisses. Rob Spiewak, big weekend for you. You went
Huge.
To see our good friend Patton on Friday night. Is that was he taping for a future TV show?
No, it was a really, really just a basic show. He had probably a 15-minute open, and then he did about 75 minutes at the Warner Theater. He was casually dressed, and it was so cool because I've never seen him do a live appearance before. We've met him.
You've never seen his stand-up?
Never seen his stand-up before.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, I've seen him on TV do stand-up, but I guess when he's doing live, he takes great pleasure in working the crowd and talking to the first couple rows, and his callback material and just his watching him work so fast on his feet is delightful. He was great, and also did a lot of stuff local to DC. Made jokes about Tyson's Corner, Langley High School, Ashburn, Virginia. He really was playing to the local crowd, so it was a treat to see him.
For those of you that are going to say to us, hey, he came into DC, how come he wasn't on your show? He doesn't come on our show every time he comes in, but he has said before the end of the year he will be dropping by and paneling with us on the podcast again, so we're going to get Patton back in to do that, and that's By the way, anything you tell me about him not being on the show, trust me, is something I give Rob times 40. You
know, I'm just I love like, seeing those posts, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, fun. When Rob's going to the show, I'm like, oh, have a great time. But it would have been nice to have him on the show.
Pat wrote a nice note saying why he wasn't coming in. And why
he literally said he missed us.
Actually, yeah. I've got it right here. Mm-hmm. I miss you guys. I will not be doing your show this go around because really I don't enjoy being on the show.
Yeah, that's it. That was most of his third chunk on the on stage about how much he hates us.
You won't believe this podcast, the Michael Mara Show, every time.
I want to get to your car, but can I just do a little Florida spring training thing?
Down yes, there? Yeah. Please.
So you're in the full swing of things, right?
Yeah, so to speak.
I get it. I go to a lot of baseball. I go to a lot of baseball games down here in Florida, and it's really more important to me now that I'm not getting out there and doing the stuff because I'm yet to get but I love it. It's just this tradition down here, and it's something I've loved for many, many years. It's one of the reasons I wanted to come down here.
Right.
I love Hope Springs Eternal. Spring training, this music. Spring training baseball is so much fun. And we split our time with the games we go to, some with our kids, some without our kid.
Right.
And Mrs. O'Mara, because of where we sit behind the visitor's dugout, we got great seats. And the good thing about spring training baseball is that it doesn't cost a fortune to sit down there in spring training. So we're really happy with where we sit. Now, the best and coolest thing about where we sit is that we are probably six, seven rows behind the dugout. And we are to the far end, the right field end of the dugout, which happens to be a place where they come in from the field and they toss baseballs into the crowd regularly. And so the very first spring training game we went to, I held my son in my arms. And, I'm trying to get it. And it's kind of a challenge, but he sees the little guy.
You played the cute card.
I played the cue card, and he chucks it, and you're kind of, with my limited motor coordination, it's kind of difficult to hold the kid and reach, but I did it, and I got, and it was a perfect throw, and I got it, and he got a baseball. Flash forward to Mrs. O'Mara, who decided the next game that she went to that she wanted to get a baseball, and it occurs to me that from the perspective of a baseball player in the visitor's dugout or a coach on the visitor's team or any of these younger men than I that are looking into the stands, they're probably saying, well, look at that wonderfully attractive woman with her grandfather who's sitting at the game or her father. And Carla has, she's got a going on, let's be honest, and she and so
and has she, for some time, Mike.
She stands up and she has now at last count, and this is between being tossed the baseballs from behind the dugout and then taking our son out to right field where the bullpen is and having someone like give a ball to little Michael
some ace.
Out there.
Yeah,
she is, and we don't keep them. We only kept one.
Right.
She has a total, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Of 6 baseballs that she has collected.
Oh, how many games has she been to?
Are there phone numbers?
She has been to 5 games. So she is averaging over a baseball a game. And this is her new thing. And it's really...
digs it?
Of course. Well, I dig it.
Who wouldn't want the attention?
Who wouldn't want the baseball?
Some young man.
No, her
abs.
Drill is... Her drill is
throwing
now,
you a baseball. I
her
take
drill,
it.
Her drill is she just... She, I said, okay, do the jump. Do the jump.
Oh, and, no.
Everybody does, me. It's like you'd wave to being on TV.
Yeah, but when you jump and she jumps...
Oh, it's different. Yeah. I don't even get up. I just sit there and go. No, I just stay out of the way. And so her drill, and she did it starting about 4 games ago. And yeah, we've been to 4 games, and she got a baseball a game. My kid got one, and then she got 2 out in the bullpen, which is, they're giving them to her like they said yesterday.
Phone numbers on those balls.
Yeah,
that's usually how they do it.
Yesterday's the best one of all. Okay, so we go to the game. We go to the game, and I said, And I always give her the heads up because it amuses me. And I said, okay, you see the first base coach, Perez, for the Atlanta Braves? He is eyeballing you.
Oh, boy.
And he is. And you can tell. Yeah. It's obvious. And I said, okay, so you might want to look right at Perez and do the jump. And boom, second inning, boom, bam, in her arms. It is. And what she does immediately is she looks for the cutest, littlest kid that's within a five-row
sure.
vicinity, and she gives the ball to the whatever kid. That's her. And
she uses her powers so for good, is what you're saying.
She uses her powers for good, but there's a lady in front of us yesterday,
yeah.
and I've never seen a change this quick.
Oh, boy.
So this lady, and she does it so everybody can hear. She goes, yeah, all right, yeah, of course. Throw it to the pretty girl.
Oh, boy.
You know, and I'm drawing blood on my lower lip. I'm biting it so hard not to look at this troll and say, hey, okay, sorry she keeps it tight. And Carla, but this woman on a dime turns because Carla reaches down in front of her row and hands it to this absolutely adorable, appeared to be like a 2-year-old boy.
Oh, cool.
And this 2-year-old boy is enthralled. And Carla, this is nothing new now because she knows what's going to happen.
Right.
And Carla gets a round of applause.
Oh, how great.
And I'm like, and you know, and there's a guy in front
like
of us.
The whole play
did the
going
same.
On there.
And in fact, the first baseball the only one Michael really got was the one I didn't catch it. This year, he actually caught it and gave it to Michael. So I did that last year.
Are you sure he wasn't giving it to Carla?
Yeah.
It might have gone into her hand and then out and do that. So she gives balls to the little kids, and it's cool because she gives them away. Michael gets one baseball.
That's cool.
And that's fine. You know, he doesn't. He's three. He doesn't need 12 baseballs.
How much time is left in the preseason?
I think the end of the month, the end of March.
Yeah.
So I think if you really work with her and get her to apply herself, you can get beyond baseballs probably 3 jerseys, 2 hats, and a timeshare.
A bat would be nice.
A bat would
but
be
the
nice.
The lady, the same lady that said, well, you can't get a bat. You know, it's just like, hey, throw me a bat. So, well, if she went down there and batted her eyes at him and stuff like that. But, you know, there are limits, Oscar. There are limits. But
yes.
the lady that had said, of course, throw it to the pretty girl.
And was she pretty, this lady, the complaining lady?
Oh, lovely. Lovely. Yeah. Really kind of looked like a combination between Melissa McCarthy and Sam Kinison.
Oh, but
right? That's what she looked like.
The best characteristics of both.
But the flip was immediately, that is so sweet. So she turned.
Oh, wow.
She turned her.
Yeah.
She turned her, and it ended. It was like a happy ending. You know? I said, And so that's our little story.
I like that.
And meanwhile, I just sit there and get fatter.
Mike, there are 3 weeks left in the season, right?
Yeah.
So technically,
spring training.
Yeah,
season.
You could average out, I would say, no less than 20 balls.
You could set up a stand.
Right. Well, I think maybe she'll turn her, you know, change the tack because it's kind of, there's something insincere about it. You know, she knows she's going to give it away, but she's asking for it. So and she's denying anyone else the pleasure of catching the ball as it tosses in. So I think she should just grab every baseball she gets, put it in a big duffel bag and go, ah, you lost again. Anyway, that's it. We'll take a break. Hey, guess what? Oscar, Rob got a car over the weekend.
Yeah.
He got a car.
Yeah.
He got rid of his clown car. He got rid of his clown car that he never belonged in the first place. We'll hear all about that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara's personal assistant, Jennifer, with a reminder to listen to him every night at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave. Your beach station. Fun, fun, fun. I love to say the F word. Don't forget the Mike O'Mara Show on 97.1 The Wave. Bye-bye.
All right. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. If you're a small business owner, you got to know about Vistaprint. They're all about supporting small business owners, and they are the place to go for any custom products for the home or office. But this one Vistaprint deal remains unbeatable. You can get 500 business cards for $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under 10 bucks, and they're wonderful. And
no.
You failed again.
I have failed
you,
again.
You failed me again.
And
you
the listeners have failed me. Listeners, please mail them in to P.O. Box 32101.
We've all made Vistaprint business cards.
Washington,
we love
D.C.
them. They're easy to make your own design or use an awesome template, 100% user-friendly, totally customizable front and back. You can upgrade the card stock, add a fancy finish, or even raise print. No matter what, Vistaprint will make you look great. The best customer service, great quality, and your satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's up to a 50% savings at Vistaprint. Welcome back to the show. Rob Spiewak, how long ago did you allow your wife to pick out the car that your family was going to drive?
It was in the dead of summer, Mike, and I do recall that because it was so hot when we had to test drive the car. The salesperson was starting the cars and actually cooling them down because they were too hot to sit in. So it was probably August, maybe July, that we purchased the world's smallest car.
I don't want to offend anyone out in car buying land, but I think arguably this automobile would be on any top five ugliest car list and I'm not talking about the economy of it or the efficiency of it, and there are plenty of people that drive them. I know people that drive them, but you're talking about the Kia Box,
the Kia Soul, right? Mike.
The Kia Square,
and it was the hardest thing about it was not the financing, it was assembling it, because it comes by Lego. A lot of people don't know that, and ages 8 and up,
a modular set.
How involved were you? Like getting out to a car dealership, and you like the negotiation. Why were you not more? Were you involved in this purchase?
I was, and Carrie was. She wanted to size down, but I think we went too far in the other direction on this car, and she was, you know. Also, and I told this to the salesman. I said, when you sold us this Kia Soul, what sort of magical science fiction did you do to the car that was in the showroom that it looked like things could fit in the back of it? Because it really did look like you could fit.
I bought a house like that.
Yeah, exactly. And so,
small furniture.
For about 9,000 miles, we keep this Kia Soul, which, by the way, ran like a top. It was fun to drive. It was like a golf cart. But you know what? You don't want to take a golf cart on the Beltway.
When you told me that you bought a Kia Soul, I thought that you'd need to have, like, you know, one of those extra zippers they put on a suitcase to
make
more room.
To make it exempt. Yes.
Expandable zipper.
And I'm not talking about width as much as height. I would think you'd need to have that extra 2 inch.
It was okay if I was in the car by myself, because you can sort of, you know, fill the void. But even if there is a teenager in the back seat, I felt encroached upon.
Mike.
Okay, because he's so close.
That car, when he mentioned it, and again, a solid car for your early 20s.
And you know what?
Maybe it's your first car after getting your first job.
Primarily it was to be Carrie's car. I wasn't going to spend a lot of time in it.
But it's not for you or her. You guys are in your 40s. Mm-mm. Like, you're adults with kids. That's not the car you buy.
She thought she could make it work. And what happened is.
But you did too. You can't throw her under the bus because you were there and you bought it with her.
Please let me. Please.
Because she had wanted it for some time, and Rob's a pleaser and a loving husband. So he said, all right, let's do this.
And we did, and we didn't rush into it. We took a couple weeks and we found the one she liked with everything she wanted. And
I went to the Kia website.
Yeah. Are the hamster still in the ad campaign?
This is the first
The hamster is actually the engine. Run by hamsters, yeah.
This is the first sentence at Kia.com. I ask you not. Sleeker and more sophisticated.
That's me in a sentence, isn't it? Sleek and sophisticated. So Carrie, for about what seems like it can't have been much longer than an eternity, has been complaining that the seat of the Soul, she doesn't like the way it feels on her back. And I said, well, you know, I've driven it. It's fine.
Maybe it's no big deal, honey.
It's fine.
It's the highest ranked compact MPV. What is MPV?
Miles per gallon.
MPV is...
MPV, miles per...
More petite vehicle?
Multi-purpose vehicle?
Is it multi-purpose vehicle?
Someone chime
Nobody knows what an MPV is.
I have no idea.
SUV is sports utility. Right?
Multi-purpose vehicle.
Yeah, multi-purpose.
Multi-purpose vehicle.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
It serves so many purposes. It pisses you off. It gets you from place to place.
Hi, great for the parking, multi-purpose though, right? Vehicle.
Oh, it was. Parking was great. Yeah. Yes. And actually, I used to put it in the trunk of the Buick, and it served as a dinghy, so I could park far away and then bring myself closer.
When, because you guys made the decision together when you drove off the lot of mm-hmm. the dealership where you bought your Kia Soul.
Yes.
And were there, did you think at all that it would be, because I mean, I've done that before. I mean, you know, you buy a car and it's just not the right fit, literally not the right fit.
It was not at the time. We slowly came to realize it was a bad fit. But I did say this to Carrie as we were finalizing the deal. I said, you know, we're excited now. Were we ever really excited about the Soul? And she says, no, I think we were satisfied, but not excited. And I think that's the problem. If you're going to buy a car, if you're going to spend that kind of money, because next to a house, it's like the biggest purchase you're going to make.
Yeah, it's
a
big
deal.
Was
it a used one? Was
it
a used one?
No, it was new. It was new.
It's brutal. Like, it is not fun. It's a lot of money. There's a lot going on.
So Carrie's been complaining about the way it feels. And you know what? I've never felt it was a good fit. I don't like the fact that it was inadequate. If I were to buy a case of water, I had to put the case of water this way in the back so it would shut. It really could not handle the case of water if you put it six deep. It had to be four deep. And so, again, this is not something that appeared to be a problem on the showroom floor.
The 2017 Kia Soul will take your stick wherever you want to go. If you've got a stick, put the stick in the back of the car and take your stick.
It carries anything. Dental floss. A marble. So we go into the dealership, and one of the things that they did give us a really good deal when we bought the Soul, that all scheduled maintenance for 3 years was included. So
we took this candy cane from Portland, Maine to San Francisco, California in the Kia Soul.
So we went in to get the oil change. She had scheduled an oil change on a Saturday morning at 9:30, and we pulled in, and we were in two cars so we could drop it and leave. And she said, you know, while we're here, let's just sit in another car. See if the seat is me or is it the seat? Because it could just be me. And she sits in a Kia Sportage, which is the next size up, like a baby crossover. She says, this seat is okay. It's better. And then our salesman, Mike, his name was Edison.
Oh, really?
Of course.
His first name was Edison. Yeah. Edison said,
I'm going to invent a great deal for you.
He said, you know what you might like is the Sorento. And he puts Carrie in a Sorento, and she sits in it, and she looks at me, and I say, God damn it, we're buying a car today. I knew it at that moment. And it went from sitting in it to starting it and seeing how it drives around the parking lot and then selecting the one in the auxiliary lot. At this point, Carrie has called into work saying, I'm going to be a little late.
How about this new car? You got a Sorento. Yeah, there you go, huh? Drive this one, the Italian car, the Italian-Japanese car all the way, or the Italian-Korean car.
Korean, yeah, exactly.
That's right, Korean.
So it goes on, and by 2 o'clock, the deal is basically done. Carrie needs to go and stick her head in at work to let them know that she's not sick. And then we come back at 4, and we finalize everything. So we drive out of there about 8 o'clock that night.
Man.
So when did you buy the Soul originally? What month?
I'm thinking August.
September,
so like 7 months,
short run.
Well, that's perfect because cars only lose their value like 8 months later.
Mike, it was amazing how much money we made on that deal. I mean, we're rolling in it.
Because cars don't lose most of their value when they brand new.
It is smart. It was a smart purchase left and right. As a matter of fact, the smartest thing is when I said, you guys really finance for 84 months now?
What's the difference between the seats in a Sorento and the seats in a Soul? Aren't they the same brand?
No.
Checkerboard. They're checkerboard like the tablecloths you get in an Italian restaurant.
The difference of the seats, Oscar, is $12,000.
Brutal.
But we got through everything, and we did take a hit. But you know what? We are both excited about this car. It is beautiful to look at. It drives like a dream. It's not underpowered.
What color?
Nothing like getting
black.
In the car.
Black with a beige interior, beige leather interior. Beautiful.
Son.
But the one thing I did want to mention, the one thing I will always remember about this car, you know, when you are spending a day at a dealership, there's going to be another couple that is also at the dealership with you that day. And you're going to sort of watch them go through the same process that you do at the same time. There was a couple that I would say they were sort of a upscale backwoodsy couple. I would say maybe 60 years old.
That's kind of a contradiction in terms.
Well, right no, there. Because the guy was dressed nicely for 600 pounds. And at one point, every time the salesman left them at his desk, he would spin in the task chair. Now, what was so great is not
man,
just...
That's a guy you know you're getting him. You know you're getting him on the hook.
He said, I understand you're a diamond dealer. Does that mean you can match any deal? And he said, I'm going to go check with my manager and I will be right back. And he says, okay. And he's gone and he's got spinning around. And I'm just thinking of all the kinetic energy that's built up when you've got 600 pounds of man
what did
spinning.
He buy? Did he buy a Sorento like you?
He bought a Soul.
No.
No. The car was for his wife. She bought a Sportage. Now, she had hair that was shocking gray, but cut just like the Russian boxer in Rocky IV. And a denim jacket that had, in beautiful rhinestones and sequins, a full jungle scene on the back of it. I mean, I'd had
that's
a monkey.
That's not rhinestones. That's bedazzled.
Yeah, well, I think you're right, Mike. And it had a monkey climbing a tree and an elephant. And when she first turned and sat with her back to us and we saw the coat, Carrie's eyes lit up like saucers. And she said, do you need a new denim jacket? And I said, why? And
so
I turned,
that's how you guys got through the fact that you were getting ripped off for this car that you didn't like.
Right.
Because you made fun of the other couple, and that got you through the experience.
Time flies when you make
fun
of
others. That's how you cope.
That's how we
how
cope.
You cope.
That's how we've always been.
Sitting, you'd be sitting in your chair sobbing at the fact that you know, your depreciation on this clown car was $7,000.
Mike, it is really how we've always gotten through. And the highlight of this lady, this old Susan Powder bedazzled jacket lady, she came in later. She got home, and she came back with her two dogs. I've got a corgi and I've got a pug. The pug's a rescue. And so the pug is coming up and going and I'm just trying to buy a car at this point. And then this lady's sleepy, so they farm us off to the finance cubicle, and this was the greatest moment.
That's where they screw you, right?
This was the greatest moment. We're seated there and the lady walks over with her two dogs, the corgi and the rescue pug. The pug and the corgi go under a Sportage, fall asleep. The lady opens the back of it as if to look at how much is in the rear space of the station wagon part, and climbs in, lays down, and falls asleep. Here it is, 8 o'clock at the
How
Kia
long Dosa. Were you at this dealership?
We were there from 9 till 2 and then 4 till 8.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it should be faster by now, right?
You would think. Well, I mean,
which is going to be faster? The Spiewak's paying off that vehicle or finding those seven planets they just discovered? when we send an actual man out there, I'm curious with that. You know? Well, congratulations. What color is it?
It's black with a beige interior. I think it's a beautiful car.
Yeah.
Beautiful car.
Sexy.
And I feel bad because I texted you a picture of it yesterday and I said pretty and I inadvertently attached a photo of myself. So you probably felt.
I didn't think you were talking about the car. You're talking about how pretty you are.
I did look good in that sport jacket. Yeah.
And as usual, I agree. Yes, Rob says pretty, and .. and I write back, very pretty. We will take a break and come back with the news.
Thank you very
congratulations.
Much.
Congratulations. Will you be able to drive it to work on a regular basis?
Occasionally. I'm not so sure. You know, our parking situation here is not so not so conducive to keeping a car ding
means
free.
His wife gets to drive the new car. He's a sweetheart, isn't he? Isn't he?
He's the most giving man I know.
He is. He's very giving. He's very giving.
Go home and give her a punch in the face.
They stopped that.
Oh,
come
that's
on.
That's horrible.
How dare you?
All right, we'll be right back with the news you may not need.
This week, AmeriCast is bright. Tony and Gary consider a new line of work on the Tony Perkins Show. We find that gaming and friendship don't mix on TMOS.
Game over.
And Rob and Joe pick names for babies. Mark Acerta has the highlights, along with his special guest, P1 Jason Bright.
It is uptight, just out of sight.
Downloaded today on iTunes or at MikeOmeraShow.com.
You nailed it.
Pretty soon we're going to get a bill from that guy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture. Magazines keep us up to date on news, social issues, and give us moments of inspiration and comic relief just when we need them. Thanks to Texture, you can get access to all your favorite magazines in one place on your tablet or phone. Texture has totally reimagined magazines. It's the app that gives you unlimited access to over 200 magazines right on your tablet or smartphone. The Texture app is getting me a phone call right now. Thank you very much. Sorry. Texture is normally $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you can get a 14-day free trial. Why subscribe to just a couple of magazines when you could have all of the best ones on your smartphone or tablet all the time for way less? Plus, Texture was selected as one of Apple's top 2016 iPad apps, so start your free trial right now.
When?
Right now, Texture is offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free. You're going to love it. Go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading more for way less. That's texture.com/TMOS, everybody.
News!
Arnold Schwarzenegger is leaving the new Celebrity Apprentice. It's nice that he got applause. After just one season on Friday, he said he'd decline another season, even if NBC asked him to do it, because of the baggage caused by Donald Trump. He said, quote, With Trump being involved,
people have a bad taste and don't want to participate as a spectator or support the show. It's a very divisive period right now, and I think this show gets caught up in all that division and things. And
don't stuff. You think that people at NBC are saying, damn it, he left before we could fire him?
You know, I think really, ultimately, he probably is fed up with the whole
deal. Well, I'm sure he is.
He didn't sign on to have the President of the United States tweeting about him.
Yeah, you're right.
He didn't expect
also,
that.
It's always best to fire yourself, especially because the table that was set for him was set up to fail, right?
He should have tweeted, I'm fired.
Yeah.
And by the way, I speak from personal experience. The divisiveness in the country is the reason that show's tanked.
Yep. Yeah.
That's the reason, pure and simple.
I watch
and
it.
He doesn't want to be part of it. I don't.
I used to.
That's
no.
The, yeah,
I
no,
left.
I left
when John Lovitz left. My attention always falls on John Lovitz.
I watch it because my sheer fandom for Arnold. That's the only reason I watch it.
Oh, okay.
I don't watch it because of my anger at the situation.
Arnold.
That's it.
Get to
moving
the
right
chopper.
Along, this is I urge everybody, if you liked Deadpool the first time, this trailer is all over online, and it is a hysterical trailer that's making the rounds. Now, Ryan Reynolds bares his butt in a new teaser for Deadpool 2. You guys worked me on it. You got me to finally see it, and I will tell you, I'll be in theater to see Deadpool 2. It looks the trailer is so
what's
funny.
So great about the movie. What's so great about the trailer is the amount of time they take to make the joke. It's just wonderful.
And he's funny. He's naturally funny. So he shows his butt. He goes into a phone booth.
They played it prior to the Logan movie. Mm.
Oh,
and even on the big screen, I was like, this is great.
Yeah,
can't
it's
wait.
Hysterical. Yeah, and it's just it's fun. It's just different. And I'm all for it. It's a long teaser, more than 3.5 minutes, but it doesn't contain any actual footage from the movie. That's great, too.
Yeah.
It's just a little skit where Deadpool intends to stop a crime, but he takes too long changing in a phone booth, and it's got Stan Lee, and it's hysterical, and it motivates me to go see it because it's the spirit of what the original Deadpool was.
Funny.
So check it out. It's
funny.
Very, very funny. There's no denying the appeal of R-rated superhero movies. Oscar will tell you that. There was Deadpool last year, and now Logan, which we talked about earlier in the show. It was a massive hit this weekend, Oscar. Hugh Jackman's movie, the last Wolverine movie with Hugh Jackman, according to him, opened with $85.3 million. Mm.
In a time that is traditionally soft for movie openings, right? Not a lot of people go into the movies now.
Yeah, not this time of year. The horror movie Get Out, know nothing about that. That finished a strong but distant second with $26.1 million. So you went to the movie that made $85 million.
And I saw Get Out last week.
That's right.
You did? Yes. What did you think of Get Out? How
Logan
good was
is
that?
A better movie.
Okay, yeah. That's all you want to say about
well,
that.
Well, no, right? I thought
which that's... movie gave Shannon a better night's sleep?
I thought Get Out was compelling. I thought it was an original storyline, and I'm not a big horror film guy.
They're saying it's more suspense than horror.
It was a thrill ride for me, man.
Attaboy.
Colonel Michael Colburn, musical person extraordinaire. Have you seen La La Land? Just out of a curiosity.
We have not yet seen La La Land. No.
Oh, please go see it. I'd okay. love to, and I'd let you know, and send me, drop me a line. Let me know if you like
full
it.
Full debrief, please.
Yes, please.
I didn't get the sense that you
I am
that
a
movie.
Massive fan. he's busting my chops. He's busting my shot. That's what, damn it. All right.
He's not gonna
you got
it,
me. You got me. Okay. Well, somebody caught the spirit of the room. All right. Very good. Thrillist.com just put together a list of the one best thing about every state.
Oh, cool.
I don't have all of them for you, but I've got some highlights, and these are the ones that I think are probably hard to argue with. Alabama, Crimson Tide football. That's the best clear. Thing about Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona, the Grand Canyon. Tough to argue with that.
Yeah, never been.
Kentucky, Rob Spiewak, what do
the
you think,
bourbon.
Kentucky? There, attaboy, that's good. Louisiana, jazz, that's
Jumbo.
Good. Nevada.
Gumbo.
I love Nevada's. Nevada's is doing illegal things legally.
Yeah, that's you know what? That's how they built their economy.
New Jersey's on the list. What do you think the best thing about Jersey is?
The government.
The shore.
No, Bruce Springsteen.
Springsteen. The boss.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Vermont, if you could pick one thing, and that's where the Colburns are from, so Vermont's on the list too. What do you think the number one thing was for Vermont?
Maple syrup.
Hey, Nancy got it. Bingo. Woo! Well done.
Not Vermont teddy bear.
Wyoming has Yellowstone.
Not Marcus Serta.
Here are five that should probably make the people in these states feel shortchanged.
All right.
Because they're really just not quite right. California has the Pacific Coast Highway.
You
could have done better
with
California.
Road.
It is gorgeous, right. Though.
Colorado, Colorado legalized marijuana. Iowa election caucuses. These are not
what?
Good for
no,
these
no,
states.
No, the best thing about Iowa is KCJJ. Right.
Illinois has a Lakeshore Drive, and Florida. I did not put this list together. These are the highlights that they even put together. Florida, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Idiots in the news.
Hey,
thank you.
There you go.
There it is. Can't deny that one. Things like this make me wish the internet didn't exist, so I would have never had to hear about it. On Friday, a 20-year-old college student in Dallas posted a photo of the way she eats pizza. The reason I put this in news you may not need is because it relates to what I did last week. This is the way she eats pizza. She dunks her slice in a glass of milk.
Gross.
Well, here it is. Now other people are trying it. And some of them are even saying it's not bad. Now nobody knows whether this is a well-coordinated practical joke or whether it's true, but I would have to say that if possible, later in the week, I implore you, is there a chance that we could do
that?
That
would
little...
be a great intern taste test, I think.
I would think the interns. Yeah. We can sacrifice the interns.
We actually asked Pony what he thought about putting pizza in milk, and he said this to say.
I didn't like the bubbles.
Do you think later, tomorrow even, could
sure.
we do the great pizza
oh, yeah.
dipped in milk
mm-hmm.
experiment?
Oh, yeah.
Please
oh, yeah.
make a note of that. Yeah. I think it's very important. We'd
Domino's
love to do that.
Delivers.
It's wonderful. And now a little something. A woman in North Austin, Texas, spotted a 32-year-old guy named Elodoro Estala wandering around outside her house last week, making obscene gestures and exposing himself.
Oh.
And then he started tongue-kissing her chain-link fence.
Oh.
Once that foreplay was over, he dropped pants and started, yes, getting it on with the chain-link fence, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that's painful.
The woman, God love her, took some videos and called the cops. And Eleodoro, it's Eleodoro, Oscar.
Eleodoro.
Eleodoro was arrested for indecent exposure. When they asked him why, Eleodoro said, I was horny or something. Very much. That's it. We will take a break. And while you got your new car, did you put some little sounds in the back of it to bring it to work?
It's
today?
So funny because when we were cleaning out the sole, I had to open the glove box, and guess what was in there?
Oh, some little sounds?
Little sounds!
Oh, that's great. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody, if you're a big fan of the Mike O'Mara Show and you have any technical support questions whatsoever, it might be the app, it might be any question you have, you can contact our man, Ponyboy, Matt Bloom. And Ponyboy, what is the best way to contact you?
All you have to do is email me at ponyboy@mikeomarashow.com.
There's no need to get pissed off. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Did you edit that in where you got more energy out of him?
Yeah,
that's the
bit.
Funniest part. Did you do that on purpose or it's the obvious edit?
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are headed to New Orleans, Saturday, November 4th, 2017. The Mike O'Mara Show live hits the legendary House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana for one show only. There are a limited number of seats available and you've only got 7 months left.
Do
so
it.
Get your tickets right now.
In 7 months, Carrie will sell the car again.
Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com and click the banner that says TMOS Live New Orleans, Saturday, November 4th, 2017 at 8 p.m. Don't miss this historic live event. Music, fun, laughs, surprises, and a stage full of hurricanes.
Yum!
Stay tuned for more details, but buy your tickets now. This is a destination weekend, and we're really excited about it because we're going to be there for a number of days. It's not just going to be the show. It's going to be intermingling with a fans of TMOS, and we've got lots of wonderful things
planned.
And
the greatest city in America for having
it's
a good
really
time.
It's really a great destination. It's an experiment. We're doing a city that we've never done before that is not in our wheelhouse, so we're actually asking you to travel to see us, and we're very excited about it. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Mike, Tony Perkins stopped me yesterday as I saw him. He was doing some work for the Tony Perkins Show.
Yes.
Yes.
Featuring Gary Stein.
Is that still on?
It's still on.
Very
and
good.
He said,
happy about that.
He said, Can I ask you a question? I'm like, oh, here we go. Like, I'm building a wall next door. And
yeah.
I was like, I don't have time for business meeting, Tony.
Yes.
And he said, no. Can I come to New Orleans if I can make that work?
Oh, yeah.
And I said,
absolutely.
You don't have to ask. Yeah.
No.
I'll talk
to
Mike and give you the thumbs up tomorrow.
That's it. That'd be awesome.
By the way, he can come to New Orleans and he can do a show as far as I'm
concerned.
Yes. If he wants to.
All right.
100%. Yeah,
I mean,
and so can Rob and Joe, and so can anybody that wants to come down and be. This is going to be a big, big weekend. Our live show is going to be the highlight of the event on Saturday night, but we're making plans to get everybody to do stuff, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and more the merrier.
It's going to be fun.
Really, this thing is going to heat up real, real soon, and I mean that. So
yes.
We've sold a ton of tickets already. We'd love to sell this thing out as soon as possible, but who knows what's going to happen on that particular weekend. So buy your tickets. Now, the Mike O'Mara Show Live. We've got a big banner on the website, and we appreciate it. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Monday, March 6, 2017. Rob Spiewak.
Been a while, Mike, since I've awarded Listener of the Day, and I'm going to give it to Jennifer Eiler because I have a letter that she sent me that had sound attached in the email. I'll read the first part, play the sound, then pay it off for you.
All right.
She says, hi, Rob. A few weeks ago, we were on vacation in Florida and took a tour of Cape Canaveral. Very nice. The voice on the bus driver sounded so familiar that I recorded some of it. So this is a tour bus that gets you to and from on Cape Canaveral.
Well, there is a white building with a round top. It looks like an oversized Quonset hut and three poles to the right of that. That is the southernmost portion of the SLF, or Shuttle Landing Facility, which is one of the longest paved runways in the world. That runway is approximately 3 miles long.
It's different, though. It's different.
But wait. So that's what the guy sounded like at Cape Canaveral. Letter part two.
Right.
As we were exiting the bus, I said to the driver, did you ever drive a metro train in D.C.? He looked at me strangely and said, for 30 years, how did you know?
Oh, my God.
Well, enjoy Jennifer Eiler. So
But he got energy when he went down to Cape Canaveral because I can hear everything. The whole bit with the metro drivers that you can't hear them because their volume's too low. And that's why. But that's.
He has NASA amplification. That's why.
And it's the sun, Mike.
It is
the
sun.
When you're underground,
right?
It'll beat you down.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Because I care desperately. Last night was the iHeartRadio Awards.
Oh, man.
And there was only one moment that I want to bring up, and I actually think this is funny. I'm not a tremendous Coldplay fan. I'm sure they're a fine band and they have their fans, but the only one from Coldplay who was there last night was Chris Martin because he was performing with another band. And Coldplay won Best Tour. And so when they called Coldplay up to the stage, he brought up three kids with him and he made the kid read the acceptance speech.
Hello.
So you should know that while the kid is reading this, it's three kids and Chris Martin
That's
standing
cute.
On stage.
That's
so this
cute.
Is pretty
like
funny.
That.
Hello, we are Coldplay. thank you so much for this award. We love our job and we love our fans. Thank you so much, everybody. Three of us are still looking good and feeling great. You wouldn't believe it, but we are in our late 30s. So thank you to our makeup team and stylist. If it wasn't for this one weird-looking guy, we would give One Direction some good competition.
I thought that was pretty good.
The kid did a great job.
Yeah, they did. They did. Also, because we are a country that has too much time on our hands, trending on YouTube this weekend, you know that tremendous drum roll in the air tonight by Phil Collins,
when
from sort of from the really really understated song to the big sounding rock and roll song. It's right. One drum fill, maybe a second and a half long. There's been made a 70-minute remix of it where they alter it slightly and marry it against itself. So imagine you can click on the internet and hear 70 minutes of this.
Seventy minutes. What is the purpose of the 70?
Because they alter it slightly.
Great for a horror film.
So there's that.
Could have used that at the end of Get Out.
That would make people get out. Mike, you could play that at the end of your shift at Raffles too to make people leave the dance floor.
I still like Eruption by Vince.
Both great.
Lights on, time to go.
Now, did you see the tape that or the audio of Michael Jordan? I guess you would hear it more than see it. He was speaking to UNC. They were playing at Duke this weekend.
Yeah, UNC Duke Saturday night.
And he was trying to inspire them. And he said this sentence, and Twitter blew up because they said, what does Michael Jordan mean?
I wish you guys nothing but best. The ceiling is the roof. Let's make it happen.
The ceiling is the roof, Mike.
I mean,
tear the ceiling off the sucker.
One more time.
I wish you guys nothing but best. The ceiling is the roof. Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen.
Ceiling
the ceiling's
the roof.
On fire.
The roof. The roof. Whoa. The roof is on fire.
Oh, man.
And, you know, after he said it, they probably said, hey, Michael Jordan, great job.
I couldn't even decipher that if I tried.
No, the ceiling is the roof.
Nothing but
I just
best.
Hope, you know, hey, there are going to be a lot of elections. I hope eventually we break that glass roof. I really, really do. At least we put some cracks in that roof, but we'll see what happens.
All right, let us close with this. I thought Saturday Night Live was pretty good this weekend. There was one sketch that really appealed to me where they were working at a Cinnabon, just goofy, and I like when they get away and just do some goofy stuff, but right. This one joke from Weekend Update made me stop in my tracks and laugh out loud.
A British songwriter is suing U2, claiming that the band stole one of his songs. Though I don't like the songwriter's chances because his lawyer is working pro bono.
That is your magic audio ball. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS, and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. Buy some flowers today.
Do it.
Help us out. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, and also Michael and Nancy Colburn, who are in D.C.
Yeah.
And big fans of the show and personal friends of mine. I don't know why I said that. Anyway, again, thanks for joining us for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last bit. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
I wish you guys nothing but best. The ceiling is the roof. Let's make it happen.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.